around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, May 11th, 2024. And in mere moments, we're going to be activating our National Communal Forum. After today's show, Mary and I will depart for the Omni Homestead Resort. All this upcoming week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. So be a part of these travels and connect with us. You can do that on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages. Next week's show, by the way, will be a live remote from the historic homestead. Now on to week 217 for the NCF. Folks, I know we welcomed a new station last hour, and we have welcomed many in recent weeks. If you're not familiar with the NCF, well, this is week 217 that we've been doing it. These are segments. You know, it's our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion to engage the now 580 weekly affiliates airing this show nationwide and to get original real-time reports on an array of topics you're just not going to hear about elsewhere. So, Mary, who's on tap today?
All right. Holding for us on that Patriot Mobile show hotline, let's welcome Scott Richmond, market president and host from our Missoula, Montana affiliates, FM 98.3 and AM 1290 KGVO radio. We have Josh Booth, program director from our Cleveland, Ohio affiliates, FM 102.5 and AM 1420 WHK Radio, and Jeff Tyson, but his listeners will know him as JT, host of Alabama's Morning News from Birmingham affiliates, FM 105.5 and AM 960 WERC Radio, as well as other RM World Travel affiliates in Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, and Gadsden.
Yeah, he's a busy person.
He covers the area.
Good morning, guys. Nice to have you aboard with us today.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Great having all of you here. Josh, I'm going to start off with you in Ohio. There's a lot we could talk about Cleveland. Certainly your baseball team is off to a good start. But where I'm going to take you today, at least, is, you know, the Buckeye State is going to be front and center because you're a battleground state, you know, for the presidential election that's ahead. There's talk about your Senator J.D. Vance being a vice presidential candidate or certainly in the running. I'm curious if the political ads are starting to swamp the Cleveland area there, and are you expecting an influx of people coming to the area in the months ahead as the battle for the White House gains speed?
Oh, of course. It always starts ahead of time. And of course, we had a really huge Republican primary Senate race here in Ohio recently, which Bernie Moreno is going to be the candidate going up against Sherrod Brown. So, yeah, we really expect that it's going to be one of the most contested and probably one of the most expensive races in the country coming up.
Yeah, well, the money, there's no question. And how excited is Cleveland right now for the Guardians? Because you are a first-place team right now, just like...
Excited about the Guardians, and, of course, we're hoping to see the Cavs bring home another championship as they take on the Celtics tonight.
Well, that's true. The Cavs, too, are also going on. So our folks in Boston right now listening, they may not want that to happen, but good luck with it, no question.
Josh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Josh. All right, let's head to Big Sky Country next. Scott, I have a brother who lives to your south in Corvallis. He's been there for years, loves the state, and a nephew who just took a new position, actually, with a top resort to your east in Prey. He's pretty close to Yellowstone. So love Montana, but the number of people who've moved to Montana in recent years is certainly noticeable. I'm curious to hear how much it's impacted your community there in Missoula and if you see some noticeable changes from people moving to the area.
Oh, definitely. I think folks from California, Texas, nearby states, Washington, Oregon have made Montana home. I mean, the Yellowstone TV show effect definitely had something to do that along with COVID when people were shut in and looking for a place to get outdoors. We were definitely the number one destination. So a lot of folks have definitely moved here. So we've seen a big increase in, obviously, services, traffic, but also, just a lot of opportunities to grow the community in a healthy way. So that's been great.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear, because there's definitely an upside to it as long as people are participating and giving back to the community.
Place.
Yeah. I hate to hear the word traffic coming out of Missoula. Oh, my goodness. We have to get back there and visit. Well, thank you for that report, Scott.
All right. So, Rudy, where do you want? Well, we've got JT. Well, are you ready to go?
We got JT in Birmingham, Alabama, which is soon to be known as Rick Burgess Show Country. JT, in 2 weeks, Memorial Day is going to be here. What you got going on Memorial Day there in Birmingham?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day weekend, everybody. And yes, Rick Burgess used to be a part of that Rick and Bubba show for years and now work for iHeartRadio. And Rick and I are great friends. But this weekend is a blast for all moms. The weather here is great today and tomorrow and tonight. And we're going to have a great big wine fest. We do it every year. We've got great wines and beers from around the world, delicious food, and lots of fun music. It's always a great outdoor event near Regents Field at Railroad Park. And next weekend, this is going to be a blast in Gulf Shores, Alabama, the Hangout Music Festival going on May 17th through the 19th. Lots of great bands, lots of great, super delicious food, and always a big time. And don't forget about Major League Baseball. The oldest baseball park in the country now is Rickwood Field here in Birmingham. And there's a big game coming up. San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals are going to be playing tribute to the Negro Leagues game at Rickwood Field. That game, June 20th, and then Rock the South with a big country acts like Eric Church and Hardy and Jelly Roll. That'll be in July.
Listen, Birmingham, for all the years that I've spent down there, people are like, it is a happening town.
Yes,
there's no
is.
Question about it. You just mentioned that. And by the way, Gulf Shores, as you mentioned, we had the show there a few years ago at the Logic Gulf State Park. Great location, folks. If you haven't gone, you need to get down to that part of the state as well. So we appreciate that. All right, so we've got about 2 minutes or so left in this segment before we hit our hard break. And I want to get some input from both of you, or from the three of you on this. Since this upcoming week, you heard me mention it at the Rejoin, it's our big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. So new travel polls are on our website, and they have a Virginia theme, certainly because that's where we're headed. So I'd love to know if, you know, you've spent any meaningful time in Virginia, and that number one. And then number two, is there anything about our 10th state that entices the both of you? So, Josh, let's start with you, and then we'll go to Scott and then JT.
Yeah, definitely. My wife and I want to head out to Norfolk and check out the Virginia Beach out there. So, yeah, definitely would love to get out to Virginia here sometime soon.
All right, Scott, how about you? I mean, Montana, a little further a trip to Virginia, but I'm curious.
Yep, but I grew up in New Jersey, went to school in Washington, D.C., and spent a lot of time in Virginia. And when I was with my family, traveled to Virginia, Virginia Beach, et cetera. So love it there.
Well, and I will also say to you on that note, the wine country in Virginia, I mean, Scott, is unbelievable. So, JT, what say you?
I used to live in Fairfax, Virginia years ago, and real close, obviously, is a suburb to Washington, D.C. We had more people calling us, family and friends, wanting to come visit than any other place we've lived around the country because of such a great place to visit and see everything that Washington, D.C. has to offer. But we also like the steeplechase races, the horse racing out there in rural Virginia. You know, always a great time every year. So that is a great part of the country. My wife says if we ever move back to anywhere and we have a choice, I think I'd like to go back to that area. So,
So listen, you know what? This is what I love about the NC. We have no idea how you guys were going to answer it. You could have all said no, and clearly you didn't. So we love it. Guys, thank you very much for being part of today's NCF. We really appreciate the affiliation with our show. We couldn't do it without all of you. Enjoy the weekend. And, yes, happy Mother's Day to all of your wives. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, show friend Dr. Bjorn Hansen's going to be here. We're going to talk about some current realities in the hospitality sector of travel. We'll be right back.
Sponsors break. Now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at armworldtravel.com. If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I bring all of you back to our New York City area studio with us, we are sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sights, delighting in regional wine or culinary tastings, and visiting places of local and historical significance. They're going to take you on guided hikes, bike rides, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
Folks, to lock in $3,000 in savings and get more info, just go to EmeraldCruises.com. They've got everything there for you, all the itineraries, everything you need, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, for today's G Block, we've asked show friend and hospitality expert Dr. Bjorn Hansen to join us for a discussion on some issues related to the hospitality sector of travel. Bjorn is known in the industry for his leadership roles with PricewaterhouseCoopers and New York University's Tisch Center for Hospitality, Tourism, and Sports Management, where he's now an adjunct professor. Here he is now on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline.
Bjorn, good morning. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Nice to have you back with us today. I'm going to get right into this because maybe you're going to have a good explanation for it. The proliferation of hotel brands, to me, it has reached an unnecessary level. I often joke it's akin to walking in the supermarket aisles these days when we have 200 different boxes of cereal or all the pasta sauce options to choose from. A few months ago, we had the hotel lead with J.D. Power on, and I brought up with her that if most travelers were asked to define Avid, Glow, True Hotel, they couldn't. But if you ask them about a Holiday Inn or Intercontinental, owner IHG, or Best Western, or Hilton, the companies behind those three brands, well, they probably could. So I don't think hotel operators are necessarily honest about why there are so many brands. It's all about the franchise and the management fees, since you can't have two DoubleTrees in the same area, but you can have 10 or 12 other Hilton brands, you know, out of their 20 or so in a given area. So what do you see as some of the pros and cons to the vast number of hotel brands that we have out there now? And do you agree it's very confusing for travelers?
It absolutely is confusing. And I think there are two overwhelming reasons for this proliferation of hotel brands. Number one is the internet makes it so easy for travelers to put in keywords or do some research on Yelp or TripAdvisor and try to find the, quote, perfect hotel. And to the extent that the brands can slice up all of the levels of service and the themes and different kinds of orientation in the market based on location or room size or food and beverage operation or fitness centers, it's a way to target individual guests. If we go back, 40 years ago, there were four demand segments. Now it's almost that every traveler is a unique demand segment. So that is really what started brand proliferation. And then you mentioned the other really major reason, which is to the extent that a brand creates a new opportunity for a management contract or a franchise in a market, it's not going to be taking away from other brands as much as it would if it were the same brand. In other words, introducing a new brand, the reservation system may be common, but the request for that specific brand will be unique. Mm-hmm. So it's a way for the brands to have growth in a market like we have today, where RevPAR, revenue per available room, one of the major, you know, key performance indicators for the lodging industry, is barely keeping pace with inflation. The way for hotel companies to grow is more units, and one way to have more units is to introduce new brands.
Very interesting. Bjorn, I want to dig into something that I think is important to a lot of listeners when they stay in hotels, and that's housekeeping. It's certainly important to us. As you know, we travel regularly with the show, and we've seen firsthand how hotels have struggled with significant staffing issues since 2020. Service is still hit or miss, in my opinion. Now, if you're paying $400 or more a night, you can expect, for the most part, pristine rooms. But quite frankly, I don't think you should have to lower your standards for any mid-tier or lower-tier hotels on housekeeping. I understand that's the case, but I personally don't think it's necessary. Thoughts on how travelers can be certain to get the desired level of housekeeping services during their stays, regardless of what they're spending?
You are so correct. This is probably the most confusing issue for travelers and hotels these days. And frankly, even when hoteliers get together and discuss it, there are misunderstandings or different understandings of what the service is. But I think the way to look at it is, whereas housekeeping used to be one level of service, a room attendant cleaned a room for a standard room, it was a half hour. Now there are really two levels of service. One is that traditional level, which happens upon a checkout, and the other is after, and depending on the level of service and the brand, between 1 day and 4 days, something where there really isn't an industry term yet, but sometimes called stayover cleaning or tidy cleaning, T-I-D-Y, tidy cleaning.
Right.
And that's empty the trash cans. If there are wet towels on the floor, replace the towels, maybe straighten things up a little bit, straighten up the bed, but not traditional housekeeping services. So instead of two rooms per hour, depending on the brand, this can be 4 to 6 rooms per hour for a room attendant. And some hotels, luxury hotels, full-service hotels, that, you know, stayover cleaning might be every day, but for some of the limited services and select service brands, it might be every fourth day.
You know, we were Mary and I, we just returned on May 1st from 3-plus weeks of travel in Europe. When we were in London, we stayed at Red Carnation's Milestone Hotel and Residences. When we were in Edinburgh, we were at the Waldorf Astoria property that was there. The Red Carnation, they're a family-owned, they just have 19 properties total in the portfolio. And what really stuck out to us was the personalized service. It was unmistakable. So you've been entrenched in the hotel and hospitality industry for a long time now, Bjorn. There certainly has been a large move away from the independent or the smaller family-owned operations in hotels. Hilton's recent acquisition of the Graduate Hotels is an example, because that was a very specific brand and a very specific guest. So any thoughts on this?
So, you know, this is really an issue with the industry, many industries having a challenge attracting enough employees. The availability of technology is one of the solutions. And I would say the lodging industry has a little bit of catching up to do to learn how to use technology to support and enhance personal service as opposed to replace it. So to the extent that someone calls the front desk and the technology can indicate, you know, the name of that guest, that's all technology. But to the extent that we can see that that person, you know, calls every morning for room service and has the same order for breakfast every day, that could be a real definition of high service. Oh, you know, would you like to order your standard breakfast again? We can have that available to you and up to your room in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the industry can do more and can do better using technology. But I agree with you. I don't think technology is a substitute for personal service. It's a way to be more efficient and maybe even enhance personal service. But again, the industry, using property management systems mostly provided by third-party vendors, the vendors might have fields where those types of data can be entered as opposed to those standard fields and the information appearing when the hotel, you know, person needs to really be able to respond to a guest inquiry.
Bjorn, you always offer a few good tips for travelers. So before we end today, any quick tips on how to get the room you want when you book and not be disappointed?
So the internet has made it really easy to book and get a great rate, or at least for that minute that reservation is made, a great rate. But I think it is important to keep checking to see if rates have changed. And then I'm a frequent traveler. I always call the hotel either 1 or 2 days before my date of arrival and speak to a person in reservations. If it's 2 days in advance, the day of it would usually be someone at the front desk, and just say, boy, I'm going to be arriving at this time of the day. I did ask for a room on a high floor away from the elevator or whatever my preferences are, mm-hmm. and then get the name of the person. And that way, when I arrive, if something isn't right, I'm just not a complaining guest. I'm a more reasonable guest that really did everything right. And that puts the hotel in a situation where it's more likely to respond to me than someone just making requests upon arrival. But checking frequently on rates and then calling the hotel a day or two ahead of arrival, to me, are the two, you know, kind of best hints for right now.
Well, and it's that personal touch. It's funny. Mm-hmm. Right after the show today, Mary and I are headed down to D.C. We're going to stay at a property in Old Town Alexandria. I actually did call the property already to do exactly what you just said, so that they know we're arriving, what time we're arriving, and all of this. And then from there, we're going to head on to the Omni Homestead for this upcoming week's
Big I like Let's the Go additional
America
tip of getting the name of who you spoke to, but it would, so that you can walk in and say, oh, I spoke to, you know, Anna.
Now that part,
Bob.
I would say, Bjorn, I failed on that. I'm sorry. But I did have a conversation. She was lovely, and she took all the information, made sure it was there, knew our time, rough time of arrival. So at least Mary and I should arrive later today and not have be told, sorry, you're sleeping on the curb. So anyway, with that said, always nice reconnecting with you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Bjorn,
very much for the candid conversation. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
As always, thank you.
Yeah, terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice to reconnect with Bjorn. He always has good information, Mary. Very much so.
He does indeed.
All right. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, the show's going to get a little preachy next as Rudy talks travel etiquette. RJ is coming right behind him with today's installment of The Open Road before Mary and I take you to Seattle and the Museum of Flight for today's museum gallery. A reminder, we archive every hour of every show on our website by about 2 p.m. Eastern Time after the program has legally transmitted via satellite to all of our network affiliates across the country. So if you want to catch anything, that's a place to do it. And stay connected with us, especially this week as we head to Virginia for the big Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia on our social media channels. You can find those from our website as well. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by Tax Network USA, that you'll find as tnusa.com/carry. Let me ask you something. Can't pay the IRS? Haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. If you haven't seen the news, the IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you and me. And you need warriors on your side. The Tax Network USA team has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For example, they discovered a limited-time special offer from the IRS that can waive $1 billion in penalties. So join us and find out if you qualify before it's too late. Equally importantly, don't call the IRS alone. Let the attorneys at tnusa.com/carry handle it. They're the pros. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS, and they know which agents to work with and which to avoid. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Schedule your free consultation today at tnusa.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or you can find a direct link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. Well, when we book guests for the show, we usually ask for a bio. Our next guest's bio stood out. Grew up in San Francisco, got a degree in Chinese politics from Columbia University, a certificate in French pastry. I can respect that. And he's a graduate of the Upright Citizens Brigade's improv program and sketch writing program, none of which we're going to talk to him about today. Today's subject is traveling etiquette. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Nick Layton, who co-hosts a podcast called Were You Raised by Wolves? Love that title. Nick, welcome back to the show. The last time we talked, you advised us on the complex world of tipping. And I know you believe some of us are sort of losing our manners. What do you attribute that to?
Thanks for having me. And yes, I think we are losing our manners, aren't we? And it's never been great. There was never a time in history where everybody was acting politely. But it does feel like things have gotten worse, doesn't it?
And what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think definitely living our lives through screens, I don't think that's helping. I think definitely social media has trained us to feel like we're always the main character. You know, all of our social media feeds are about us. That's how they're designed. It's what we're up to, what we think about stuff. And so we kind of are going through our lives thinking that everything is about us and that we're the main character. And it turns out very often we aren't, but we forget that. You know, so when people are at a concert and being disruptive to those around them, they forget that, oh, they're not at home in their living room and other people are around and this is not about them. So, yeah, no, it
All
is
right.
definitely a problem.
I think of people who talk in movie theaters as well during a movie. But I know you zeroed in your podcast on folks on planes without headphones. That you call for jail time for those folks, don't you?
If only I had that power. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes, it is definitely a problem, people making noise in public from the devices. And it gets worse on an airplane because it's just such a smaller space. But this also applies to elevators, subways, buses. I mean, any space where you're basically imposing your taste on others.
And so your obvious solution on airplanes is everybody's got to have headphones, correct?
Correct, yes. I mean, we did a social experiment. We sort of tried it the other way, where everybody can just make noise all the time whenever they want. And we decided, actually, no, we took a vote, and no, we're not going to do that anymore. So, yes, you cannot make noise with your device on an airplane. You have to wear headphones. That's just really the whole – that's it. There's no conversation about it.
Well, you know what? I would flip that the other way around as well, Nick. I find if I – for example, I live on the Mississippi River here, great walking paths, and when I'm walking – And even in airports, going down hallways or in restaurants or coffee shops, people alone, they all have earplugs in listening to things. You can't say hello to them. You can't engage them in conversation. I mean, I say hello and they don't even hear me because they're listening to, I don't know, learning French or listening to somebody read a book to them.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're referring to just us being social and interacting with other humans.
Well, I think so that goes to your point about problem. I think that goes to your point about how we're not thinking about the world around us. We're thinking about ourselves. I'm listening to a book. I'm not going to greet anybody when I'm, you know, who comes up to me.
Yes. And there's a time to be in a bubble and there's a time not to be. So on an airplane, I really want to be in my bubble. I want to pretend that I'm not with 300 other people inches away. But there are times when actually it's nice to not be in your bubble and to realize that, oh, there's a big world out there. And other people are also in it. So, you know, if you wanted to listen to music alone on a walking path along the Mississippi, that sounds wonderful. But the minute somebody passes you, it's nice to make eye contact, say hello. If you order a cup of coffee, it's nice to take your earbuds out of your ears to give that person your full attention. So, yeah, we just want to be mindful that other people exist.
A lot of people don't do that, I will tell you. Have you flown recently and found folks who aren't using headphones still?
Oh, sure. Yes. Every flight. Guaranteed. Promise you every flight. Yes.
What are they watching? Something on their iPad or on their phone?
Yeah. One person was watching videos of demolition. So it was a YouTube show about blowing up buildings and like demolishing things. And so obviously that's very loud. And it was actually so loud. It was almost like, oh, am I on a hidden camera show? He just decided that everybody else needed to hear this too.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you say something to them?
You have to read the room. So this was not in my row. This is two rows ahead. Mm-hmm. And so it was sort of like, this is not for me to intervene, and I can right. live with it. I'm not, right. I'm not, that's not the hill I'm going to die on. But if it is somebody who's seated next to me, and I think they would be receptive to a polite yet direct request, hey, would it be possible to wear headphones?
Nick, yes. I want to give you a website before you say goodbye. It's etiquettecrime.com or wereyouraisedbywolves.com. Nick Layton's our guest, and he's the guy who's inviting you to tune in. Hey, thanks for joining us, Nick.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't stutter.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey here with you again for this week's Open Road segment. Thanks so much for sticking with us. And it's nice, by the way, to be back with you after I stayed back at HQ while the show brought you all over the UK. But before we get rolling, this segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection, simplysafe.com/carry. And when you travel, do concerns about your place back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? Was the coffee pot or iron left on? Well, that's why we recommend investing in simplysafe.com/carry for peace of mind and award-winning security. The system blankets your whole place in protection with sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, plus a variety of cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most. Their professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try risk-free and get 20% off any new system at simplysafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, folks, driving season, as they call it, is upon us in full force, with beautiful sunny weather finally starting to envelop the U.S. after a long and rainy April, at least up here in the Northeast. The car enthusiasts everywhere are preparing their rides for a summer full of weekend drives, and if you're like me, and your current fun car isn't quite finished getting work done, or maybe you recently sold your weekend car, or if you've never had one and you want one, now would be a good time to look for that next spirited weekend warrior. And with the car market in a tizzy and a seemingly endless list of choices available, I've gone ahead and compiled a succinct list of cars which are ideal for those warm Sunday mornings. Now, these are ideal in terms of value for money, minimal depreciation, but maximum fun. So first off, we have the ever-classic Mazda MX-5, better known as the Miata. Now, the Miata has simply been a mainstay of small sports cars here in the U.S. for over 30 years, and there's a good reason for that. It's just too much fun. Used first- and second-gen Miatas can be had for pennies on the dollar, but even the newest fourth-gens are reasonable enough. And the MX-5 Miata, simply put, is the embodiment of a lightweight sports car. The new cars have a high-revving 2-liter 4-cylinder engine, and it's about 180 horsepower, and that's a small package. That's a decent amount of power. And it's perfect 50-50 weight distribution, low curb weight, and double wishbone front suspension basically all means you have super precise cornering and an agile, responsive ride. It really does feel like an adult go-kart. Also nice is the 6-speed manual gearbox, which shifts very smoothly. There is an optional automatic if you prefer, but the manual gives you full control over its power band. The Miata is a convertible, but the soft top drops in a matter of seconds. Plus, you can get an optional hard top as well. But, you know, either way, you're going to be soaking up the sun in an instant. Now, the nice part about the new Miatas are the added tech features, with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto coming standard to provide modern connectivity. But regardless of the year, the Miata's driver-focused cockpit always ensures an immersive driving experience. And not to mention, excellent fuel economy makes the Miata an affordable, reasonable choice for weekend enthusiasts. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum is the gas-chugging, thirsty Ford Mustang Shelby GT350. This is not your pop's Mustang GT, as it boasts the flat-plain crank so-called Voodoo 5.2-liter V8, a motor which Ford admits drew heavily from the Ferrari 458's power plant. Now, the Voodoo pumps out 526 horsepower through a Tremec 6-speed manual, which is one of the best transmissions in any modern muscle car. Now, these cars have MagnaRide adaptive suspension, which ensures sharp cornering and composure at high speeds. Brembo brakes deliver powerful stopping force. The interior has really supportive Recaro seats. All in all, the GT350 is designed to be equally adept on the road as it is on the racetrack, which makes it an exhilarating choice for any enthusiast looking to harness pure American muscle. Now, moving on, we have the Mercedes-Benz 190E 16-valve from the 90s. Now, this is the first classic car on the list, so be aware of the potential service costs, but insurance benefits. It's actually cheaper to insure classic cars depending on where you live. The 16-valve in the name denotes the Cosworth design engines, which were originally designed to help the car compete in touring car championships. Now, while Mercedes-Benz typically instills feelings of luxury and bulkiness, these cars are actually a rare break in that trend. They're amazingly nimble, they have really good build quality, and just are a hoot to drive, but they're also proving to increase in value quite a bit. So that's right, these cars are slowly starting to creep up in the used market, which could prove to make it an interesting buy not only as an exhilarating and fun car to go to car shows in, but as a potential investment. You can get into one for less than 20 grand, and that's really not going to last much longer. Now, just one more, folks, and that would be the 986/987 Porsche Cayman or Boxster. Cayman is the coupe, Boxster is the convertible, but underneath, they are the same car. These models are beloved among enthusiasts for their precise mid-engine balance and distinctive styling. Plus, they're actually relatively affordable and easy to get into and really do hold their value well. Their low curb weight, perfectly tuned suspension really give some exceptional agility and cornering stability for a car that really you're getting into for a fraction of the price of a 911. And from an owner's perspective, all you really need to do is upgrade the IMS bearing, which if you look it up, it's very, you know, it's one of those things that really improves reliability, offering peace of mind, and extends the lifespan of these sports cars and really means that you can put some miles on them and they're actually going to be very reliable. Ultimately, these models blend the Brown's renowned craftsmanship and dynamic handling, and they're just thrilling cars that have remained iconic today. So that's all I have for you today, but if you disagree with any of the cars on my list, I would like to hear from you over at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Send us an email. Up next, we're going to the Museum of Flight in Seattle for today's museum gallery, so don't go anywhere. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it was nice to have RJ back aboard today, folks. One more segment to go today, and then Washington, D.C. and Virginia, here we come. Today's museum gallery, as RJ just mentioned, it's going to take us to a very different Washington as we're about to connect with Seattle's Museum of Flight, and we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry.
If we asked you to name some things you love about staying at a luxury hotel, I bet the super comfy bed would be one of your answers. Well, as a show fan, you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home thanks to the team at helixsleep.com/carry, a premium mattress at an affordable price. To find the mattress that works best for you, simply take their sleep quiz. You're going to find the perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress will ship free straight to your door.
Folks, listen, we're loving ours. They also offer a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. Save 25% today as a show fan at helixsleep.com/carry or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
As Robert said at the rejoin, today's museum gallery is taking us to the Museum of Flight in Seattle. There's an incredible collection of aircraft, spacecraft, aviation artifacts, and stories to explore there. We've certainly enjoyed it many times over the years with our family. Joining us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is their senior curator, Matthew Burchette.
Hello, Matthew. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, we are excited to have you here. You know, I was looking through some of the photos on my phone before the show today of past visits, and as Mary said, we have enjoyed several visits in the past. I'm sure we will return again at some point. Let's start with the impressive T.A. Wilson Great Gallery Hall. Give our listeners a few highlights of what they'll see when they visit.
Well, you know, first and foremost, you're going to walk right by an amazing reproduction of the Wright Brothers Flyer, you know, which obviously started it all. And so the neat thing about the Great Gallery is that sometimes it's kind of lost on visitors because there's just so much to see, but it literally spans 100 years of aviation in one amazing gallery. So you've got the Wright Flyer, you've got the B&W, which was Boeing's first aircraft. It's a reproduction. Mm-hmm. But then you go all the way to the DC-3, an F-8 Crusader, which ours is actually the prototype F-8 Crusader. I'm mentioning that because it is my favorite plane, and it is the best plane ever. No arguments. I will not have arguments about that.
We're just going to remain silent and listen. Matthew, something else that I know you're also really particularly fond of at the museum, and it was highlighted in Flying Magazine not too long ago, it's the flight jacket exhibit. So tell us and our listeners what era of aviation history these flight jackets are from and what people can see.
Awesome. You really have hit the head right there because I am a flight jacket geek. Let's just call it what it is. I came to the museum in 2019 and we had great, great plans for the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Unfortunately, COVID kind of stepped in the way, but we kept pushing. And as I was looking at one of these very large cases in our World War II exhibit, I thought, man, that's perfect size for just a bunch of flight jackets. We can show the fronts of some and the backs of some. And so I started going through the collection to find what we had, and we've got some really cool things in there. Two of my favorites. One is a very unassuming A2 flight jacket. That was a standard flight jacket that almost everybody wore in World War II. But it was from a pilot who flew the A-36, which was the very first iteration of the P-51 Mustang. And his name was Lieutenant Michael Russo. And Lieutenant Russo was an ace in the A-36. He's the only ace in the A-36. So that right there is really cool.
Special, makes it cool.
But my absolute favorite is a flight jacket from a gentleman who flew on $5,000. $5,000 was the 5,000th B-17 that came out of Boeing after Pearl Harbor. Every worker in that plant signed this plane. It was covered in signatures, some very small, some amazingly large. They were in black and red, and just it was so cool. And so here's this flight jacket that this gentleman wore, and it says, of course, $5,000 right on the front. And it flew combat in Europe. Just the way it was.
Well, there's that to come see. I also want to just throw out there, because we only have a minute. We've got, you know, the Open Air Memorial Park. There's a tribute there to the Vietnam vets. Also very moving. But you've got a new exhibit coming in June. Just tell people real quick what is.
Yeah, it's called Home Beyond Earth. And it's basically like, hey, what is it going to be like to live in space? What is the history of space stations? You know, what's the science fiction, and how has science fiction become science fact? It is really, really cool. A lot of hands-on, a lot of three-dimensional stuff. It is going to be very, very interesting. I'm very excited about
it. Well, at some point, as I said, Mary and I, we're going to have to make it back up there. I know, Matthew, you've had a very interesting journey. You were also at the wings over the Rockies Museum in Denver. Since the show is heard in Denver, the show is heard in Seattle, a lot of people are going to be hearing your voice certainly today. So we really appreciate you spending a little time with us. Folks, I want to give the website. It's just museumofflight.org, right there in Seattle, museumofflight.org. A very special place to go. You'll find all the information. Have a great weekend, Matthew.
Yeah, it's been fun. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Matthew.
Bye-bye.
All right, Museum of Flight is how we're going to end things, Mary, as it is time for us to wrap this May 11th live broadcast. All this upcoming week, folks, it's the big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. We hope you'll be a part of it. Stay connected with us on our social media platforms and be a part of our travels that way. Next week's show will be a live remote from the historic Omni Homestead Resort. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.